This is MSO News. I'm Rick Moore, and we're joined once again now by Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith. And, Chief, welcome back to MSO as we approach the middle of November.
Yeah, thanks for having us back. It's we're almost getting out of the summer and fall season unscathed, but had a few little blips on the radar that drug us back into the woods, which I'm sure we're going to cover.
Yeah, absolutely. Chief, one of the things you've said over the years is, I've been able to interview you, is the dry woodlands that are so much a part of the Cape Ann geography, from Essex and Gloucester up to Manchester, up to Rockport, Lanesville, and so on. And this has been a most unusually dry season because it kind of sneaked up on us, didn't it?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, those of us that watch this stuff, because, you know, we end up out there chasing it, have watched it coming and been praying for rain, so to speak, and unfortunately we haven't gotten it in quite a while, so we find ourselves in a severe drought situation, and the numbers that they, you know, also put on the drought are kind of the soil dryness, right? So when we had Poles Hill burning for what, a month or thereabouts 2 years ago, pushing three, whatever it's been, 2.5 years, it was the top of the scale that runs from, you know, 0 to 900. We were in the 800s, deep into the 800s, and it's so dry that when the fire gets underground, and it does, because we have ledge and rock and boulders and roots and peat and everything else that are underground, so there's plenty of voids and air pockets, and when it's this dry, all of that flammable material underground is no longer damp and wet, right? So it'll burn, and it burns underground. You can't even see it. It'll smolder for days, and then finally pop up someplace and show itself. And on occasion, that travels outside of what we call that fire break or that containment that we try to establish, to where we can see, right? Anybody can go out and walk in the woods and see that, wow, this area is burned and black and charred and whatnot. And here's a spot where it looks like the fire department cleared out and pushed all the flammable products that are sitting on the surface back inside the dark area, the burnt area, to create a safe space, so to speak, a fire break, right, in there. So where the burning portions will eventually go out, we'll get it either it'll burn itself out, we'll put enough water on it, a combination of the two, but we try to contain it, push everything back into a circle, get a ring or a, you know, a break, a fire break around that whole thing, to contain the fire to the area that it's already affected. And so we did that effectively the other day. The problem is it can burn underground and pop up on the other side where you haven't cleared out all of that debris and pushed it back in to let it just burn up inside the fire area. So, you know, that was one of the things we talked about with Poles Hill. If it got on the other side of that path, right, Sunset Hill, that cuts Poles Hill kind of in half, not really. If it would have went from that side closest to Washington Street and gone under the road or jumped in the canopy to the other side, then we had a whole nother problem, and it backed up to homes. Fortunately, a lot of hard work, a lot of good effort kept that from happening.
You know, there's...
is the problem, but we're not quite as dry as we were then, but we're approaching it. We're in the 500s, pushing close to 6.
Okay.
And that's wicked dry and wicked dangerous.
Okay. I know that the last time we talked and went through this, it was up over, I think, Riverside, I think, over in by the mills in Gloucester, heading north. But I think what's interesting, I live in West Gloucester, Chief, and there are a lot of woodlands around here, and it's very dry. And I think people...
Yeah.
The warnings across Massachusetts, it's a statewide warning. You got to realize that what you see in California, well, that may not happen here, but you can't fool around. People have to be very, very careful because, as I said, we live in West Gloucester. There's a lot of woodland over here.
Yep.
So tell me about the safety measures that are in place now, because they're statewide, and I know that Gloucester, Beverly, not Beverly so much as Lynn and Salem, and Middleton have been affected. So in terms of where the state is right now in eastern Massachusetts, what's the general situation? How are things going?
Yeah, and so, you know, it extends actually a little bit farther than that, even in the nearer regions, right? North Andover's got a pretty big fire going. Georgetown has got some burning going on. So we have, you know, I drove through two plumes on the 95 that were pretty significant, and a lot of effort and energy and mutual aid. And when I say mutual aid, not only just mutual aid from your surrounding departments in your own fire district, right? So we have a 10 alarm running card. We utilize it for structure fires, forest fires, EMS response to the degree that it's applicable with other departments that provide EMS. But when you exhaust your ability to get enough mutual aid assistance at an incident, the next step in our state, how we are set up, is that we have state fire mobilization plan. It is a statewide plan. Public can go and read it. It's online through MEMA's website. So it's pretty comprehensive. We've got, you know, about a dozen fire districts outlined within the state. Maybe it's more than that. We're probably 15 or 16, actually. But so we have numerous, you know, over a dozen fire districts within the state, and each district has a run card set up that says if we have a major incident that exceeds local and regional capabilities, that we will reach out to the statewide mobilization plan, and that somebody from a county or so away, right, that is probably unaffected by this major issue that's affecting us, can assemble enough apparatus, equipment, and personnel to come in and make a difference on this. So there's been, I'd have to look at the paperwork. I'm an assistant on our district's fire mobilization plan. Chief B. O'Connor in Beverly is the district representative on that plan. I'm an assistant to him on it, so we have backup. Mm-hmm. And we've had, within the state, I want to say we're pushing 40 activations in the last 30 days.
Wow.
And you're talking, you know, 8 to 10 pieces of equipment and 40, 50 people in a strike team or a task force that are getting pulled in. And in some communities, they've been pulling in two at a time because they have that much fire. They need that many resources to deal with it. So in that regard, you know, across the state, I mean, the media has been talking about it a lot. The red flag warnings are out there. There isn't one person in this town that probably doesn't own a cell phone or at least watches the news and doesn't know that's a red flag elevated fire condition.
Right.
Yet today alone, my folks have been running on people outside, you know, burning leaves and having illegal open burns because it's...
Seriously, in this dry weather and the wind right now today, you're talking people still doing that?
Yeah, and it's illegal because you're not allowed to do open burning in this state until the month of January, and it's only after you pull a permit for it through the city's website that is managed and handled under the fire department. So there is a way to do it legally. We're not in burn season yet. All of it's publicly available. This is a statewide requirement and law, yet we have people that are burning cardboard in their yard up near the woods, right? And they're just doing it on the ground in the homemade little burn pits and whatnot. And this isn't a recreational fire around a small, you know, whether it be a fire pit with proper screening or a chimney in someone's backyard on a patio or an area that they've set up to safely conduct this. This is residents in our own town, and it's happening elsewhere, that are doing things that are just outright ridiculous, dangerous. I mean, it's it's preventable by just using a little common sense.
Well, the word that comes to my mind, Chief, is stupid. Jeez, for God's sakes.
Well, I won't go that far and state such a thing, but it is irresponsible. I can
okay.
say that.
And, all right.
And I put out a press release on Friday that was a thank you to the community.
Yes.
For not doing those things.
Yeah, we promoted that. You know,
literally the day later, we're out in the woods because somebody set two separate areas on fire out off of Quarry Street in Hickory.
Oh, my God.
The fire that we have people out in the woods today was set by someone doing something they shouldn't have been doing.
Oh.
It could have been accidental, but when you have it in two spots in sort of close proximity,
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't that the fire jumped and it was embers, it was another spot where the fire was set.
Good heavens.
Neither spot was a campfire or cooking fire, which is also illegal
mm-hmm.
to be doing out in the woods. It's not legal. Please do not. But this is the kind of things that, and compound that with, you know, someone, because it wasn't the building and it wasn't the leaves, someone got the leaves burning up against the far back side of Beeman School yesterday as well, while we were in the middle of being busy over on Quarry Street. So,
yeah.
Right. This is the day after I say thank you to the community.
Yeah, right.
So good. It's like a couple of people read it and said, no, I have none of that, and went out and did nonsense.
Yeah.
Which the other, you know, if there's 30,000 of us in town, and there's, so the other 29,999 of us are looking at the situation going, who was the one person?
Yep.
Right? Come on. We were doing really good. But.
Sounds like a challenge. Finally, Chief, let me ask you about, I can't remember the name. There's a nonprofit out of Peabody that supplies water and snacks and stuff like that to firefighters all over the North Shore.
So Rehab 5. Out to every fire. He might be out of Beverly.
Okay.
I'm not sure if he's in Beverly or Peabody. He could be in two spots, but mm-hmm. It's a private ownership. The gentleman that runs it, Roger Baker, is awesome. You know, Roger does this out of the goodness of his heart and fundraises to do it. But there's a lot that he's reaching in his own pocket to do. So, you know, all the area departments, their unions, you know, everybody that is involved in the fire service does what they can to help toss some money to Roger for the effort he gives. Now, we have a great system at the state level for rehab trucks. But in Essex County, Roger is all over it, and anytime there's a working fire, if we call him, it usually the answer is, hey, Roger, we could, yeah, I know, I already heard, and we're on the way, or we're 2 minutes down the road. So he's been a great resource with everything that's going on in Essex County and in our region. They showed up at our fire yesterday with a truck and a bunch of snacks and water, coffee, and we didn't even have to ask. It just happened, you know, and so it's hats off to him and all the folks like him that do those things to support emergency services. We literally couldn't do it as well as we do it without them, right? When your people are hungry and thirsty, they become ineffective. You end up exhausting other resources instead of working on the fire. You're working on taking care of your people because you have to. They can't work if they're beat up too badly, right? And so this takes this off of my plate almost each and every time. And we, again, we just can't thank Roger and all his folks enough for what they do to help support all of us in the region.
All right, I'm going to put a link up on our site with this interview on how to help donate to Rehab 5. Chief, thank you so much for the time. I know that it's a very busy time, and I do want to try to talk to you before the Christmas season begins, because that brings up a whole other set of interesting prospects.
It is. It most definitely does, and we will definitely do that. So, you know, my advice to the community, again, is thank you to all the people that have been doing the right things, not so much to a few of you that have decided to not do the right things and are creating issues. But, yeah, we have people back out in the woods today trying to mop up what's out there in the Quarry Street and Hickory area to deal with those fires around the quarry. So we're hoping we wrap it up today. We might not. We may be back there several more days because it is so dry, and it's just tough going to try to get it when you can't. It's underground, so we're praying for rain. We'll see how it goes.
Chief, thank you so much. Be well, be safe, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. I appreciate the time.
Thanks, Chief. Take care. All right, bye-bye. That is Gloucester Fire Chief Eric Smith with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.